Congressman Welch says the purpose of the bipartisan trip was to show strong support and help bolster stability in Tunisia and eastern Ukraine. In Tunis, the delegation laid a wreath at the Bardo National Museum in memory of 22 people who died during a terrorist attack on March 18th.
Tunisia was the birthplace of the Arab Spring, and it's the one country in the Middle East that has a democratically elected government and that has avoided the Sunni-Shia violent conflict. And they were victimized by a violent shooting, slaughter of tourists in this historic museum, the Bardo Museum. This happened 9 days before the delegation went to Tunis. And all of us were really being advised not to go for security reasons, but all of us felt it was extremely important to demonstrate appreciation and support for this country that has been acting in a democratic way, that's avoided the Sunni-Shia conflict, and where this action was obviously intended to do great damage and unfortunately has done great damage to their economy. The Tunisians really were appreciative of a high-level delegation, you know, the majority leader of Congress, coming to their country, meeting with their leaders, and going to the scene of this horrible massacre at Bardo Museum.
What else were you planning to do, and did you do, above and beyond the visit to this scene at the Bardo Museum?
Well, we met with the Tunisian leaders and with our ambassador to talk about the situation and what it is that we can do to be helpful to sustain the democratic orientation that government has. So we met with the president, with the prime minister, and with the minister of culture, who's in charge, of course, at the Bardo Museum. But that country needs to keep its economy going. Tourism was a big part of it. One of the goals, I'm sure, of the terrorists was achieved in doing harm to the economy. But we wanted to demonstrate the solidarity we had with them after having suffered this enormous massacre.
There's concerns about violence and stability over in the Ukraine, and that was another stop on your trip. What were some of the key points of conversation that the delegation had with the leaders in Ukraine?
What's happening in Ukraine is very threatening to the peace of Europe. What you have is the possibility, frankly, of reignition of the Cold War as a result of what President Putin and Russia is doing to stoke up separatist activity in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine has a democratically elected government. Now, President Putin is stoking a lot of bad things in eastern Ukraine. As a result of the very serious efforts of France and Germany, there's a peace agreement. And the question is, will the peace be sustained, or will separatist activity, with the help of President Putin, unravel that? And one of the questions that comes up constantly is whether the West should arm the Ukrainian army. And that was a major topic of conversation.
Peter Welch, with France and Germany being so crucial to those Ukrainian negotiations, is that why they were a part of the itinerary?
Well, that was the sole reason they were part of the itinerary. We met with the foreign ministers in both of those countries, and we met with the national security advisors in those countries. And the total focus of the discussion was about the Ukrainian situation with Russia and what steps we could take to be helpful. In France and Germany, that have been taking the lead, they think that adding weapons would make the bad situation worse. Ukrainian President Poroshenko would prefer to have non-lethal aid, and there were many other people who make that argument as well. It's a very close call, but I think in the situation where there's acknowledgement right now that there's not a military solution in Ukraine and that sanctions sting and can be ratcheted up, that's where I am right now in my own opinion of what we should do.
Will this mean any specific action in the House at this point?
Well, it could. We want to be on the same page with our European allies, and we are. Ukraine is really committed to democratic reform. We were all impressed with the leadership of the prime minister, the president, and the finance minister. We're all supportive of doing our share on economic aid that's essential to the survival of that regime. But this question of military aid, when there's an acknowledgement on all sides that there's not a military solution, makes me think that we want to focus on the sanctions and on the aid and on the reform of the government before we escalate a military conflict.
The delegation of seven Republicans and Welch, the lone Democrat, was led by House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.